The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 8, 1976, in Los Angeles.
I did not say anything seriously, but perhaps he took it very seriously, Gopal's father. So he might have written to Gopal that Swami Bhaktivedanta wants to go to America. If you sponsor, then he can go. So what about the correspondence was there between the father and son? I did not know. I simply asked him, so why don't you ask your son Gopal to sponsor so that I can go there? I want to preach there. So after some months, 3-4 months, they no objection certificate from the Indian Embassy, New York. Gopal sent me. Yes. That he had already sponsored my arrival there for 1 month. So all of a sudden I got the paper, not the same certificate, by the Indian Embassy. After so much inquiry, I learned that so much inquiry was done and so on and so on. Then I tried to take a passport, and the process, I got the passport. Then I approached the Sumati Murari. She once gave me 500 rupees in exchange of my Bhagavad book. So I approached her and said, give me one ticket. They have got their shipping company, Skindia Navigation. So she said, Swamiji, you are so old, you are taking this responsibility. Do you think it is right? No, it is all right. At that time, I was 70 years old. So all his secretary, they thought that Swamiji is going to die there. So anyway, they gave me the ticket, one return free ticket, by that seat. Then management was going on. So there is another process to get T-form, you know, T-form sanctioned by the state government, state government. So it was applied for, but it was no sanction was coming. Then I went to the State Bank of India, the officer, Mr. Bhattachari. So he told me, Swamiji, you are sponsored by a private man, so we cannot accept. If you are invited by some institution, then we could consider. But you are invited by a private man for 1 month, and after 1 month, if you are in difficulty, and there will be so much obstacles and so on. Well, I have already prepared everything to go. So I said that what you have done, I have decided not to sanction your people. No, don't do this. You better send to your superior. It should not be done like that. Yes. So he took my request and he sent the file to chief officer of foreign exchange, something like that. And he is the supreme man in the State Bank of India. So I went to see him. So I asked his secretary that, "You have got such file? You kindly put to Mr. His name was Mr. Rao. I want to see him." So the secretary agreed and he put the file and put my slip that he wanted to see him. I was waiting. So Mr. Rao came personally. He said, "Samiji, I have passed your case, don't worry." In this way.
He knew you from before? Or?
No.
No.
He did not know me. So somebody saw him in Bombay. So he reminded that I know Samiji when he went to USA. Somebody was telling me.
You remember?
His name is there. I remember. After all, his office, he knows so many things. Quite a great history. Then was 2 days I was attacked in heart on the sea. So has he.
Then you had a dream?
Mm.
What was that, Shiva?
That is. The dream was, I must come. Yeah.
Was some instruction that you got?
The dream was that Krishna, in his many forms, was bowing the row. Hey, what is it called?
Rowing the bow.
Yes. And when I arrived in Boston, I wrote that poem.
If you were only sponsored for 1 month, how is it you were able to extend your visa all the time?
I was extending. The immigration officer came in Boston, my boss. He inquired about him. So he asked me, "Samiji, how long you want to stay?" I thought that I have no shelter, I have no money, but I've got the return ticket. So I did not know. He asked me, "How long you want to stay?" I thought, in these circumstances, I can stay at most 2 months. Because I have no means where to stay, how to eat, and where shall I go? I may struggle for 2 months. I told him, "I may stay at most 2 months." He immediately, 2 months, sanctioned visit. I could not think that I shall be able to. That 1 month was there, sponsoring. So I thought another 1 month, that's all. This gentleman has sponsored for 1 month. So that is guaranteed. that I can stay another month, that's all. So after that, I was staying here and there without any fixity. So I was extending the visa. This time I was paying $10. Another 3 months, like that. And when 1 year was finished, they refused, no extension.
But that, by that time you had some kind of organization going?
That time I was in Second Avenue. So then Rai Rama took the help of a lawyer. He took the case that he'll give me permanent residence. So he was extending only, and each time he was taking $150. So, in this way, I entered in 1965, September, up to July. No, up to May, and the May, month of May, there was heart stroke.
That was what, 67?
66.
66. Yeah. Yes, after 1.5 years.
Oh, that was
67 then. Because the time was taken, extension. Then, 1967, in July, I thought now the health is broken. I was very sick after a heart stroke. I thought now I shall not exist. So let me go to Vrindavan and die there. So I came back in July 1967. So all these Brahmananda and others, they are crying and I got on the board. The heart was so weak. Hell.
You went back to India by boat?
No, by plane. I think.
In San Francisco.
At that time I got some money. $5,000 was given by Jayananda. He gave me $5,000. And Brahmananda also gave me. So I spent some money for acquiring some. I had about 6,000. So then I purchased ticket coming back with Kirtanananda. And this way I came back to India.
You were just saying something.
And again I paid 5,000 rupees to Kirtanananda to come back. What is that?
Kirti Rashprabhu bought this for your rocking chair.
Oh.
Should I put it on?
Rock and roll.
So when did you come back again?
I came back in 67 December.
Oh, you went gone long then.
6 months.
Yes, July to December.
And your health is better?
Not very good. So many troubles. When I came back, there was always a bad sound going on, go in my brain. Very disturbing.
Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in his garden on June 9, 1976, in Los Angeles.
He was taking opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness during tiffin hours. Teachers were during tiffin time, of course, the teachers were. And Prahlad Maharaj immediately will ask, let him come. He immediately take the opportunity of preaching Krishna consciousness. All the school friends were sons of demons, an atheist class on that. So they did not know anything about God. Prahlad Maharaj was taking advantage of the school tiffin hour and preaching. So his first beginning of the teaching was Kaumaro Acharit Pragya Dharman Bhagavatanya. From the beginning of life, when we are children, we should learn about Krishna consciousness. That is the beginning of his teaching.
Sukham Indriyakam Daitya Deha Jogena Dehinam Sarvatra Labhyate Daivat Dadhukham Ayatnataha.
Here are some Indian dress. Very well.
My dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects.
He is addressing his friend. Born of demoniac family, my dear friend. give me one chair, Dr. Rool. Yes, that's right. He used to address his father also as the best of the demons. Once his father asked him, my dear son, what nice lesson you have learned in the school. Please tell me. So he addressed his father, Asura Varja, the best of the Asuras. Tatsad manne Asura Varja dehina sada samidvigna dhyam asat grahat Ityatmaghatam vihyandakupam vanangatu jad harimasai. So, my dear father, not father, the best of the asuras, Asura Bhajya, the chief asura, to my opinion, tasadhumanne, I think, so far I have studied, tasadhumanne, I think that is very nice. Very honest profession or occupation. For persons who are always full of anxieties. In the material world, everyone is full of anxiety. That's a fact. Even in your country, the President Nixon, he was in full of anxiety while he was in office. And now out of his office, he is also full of anxiety. This is the best man in your country, president, the foremost man. So, if he is full of anxiety, the others naturally, everyone. So what is the cause of the anxiety? Asat grahat. Sadasamudvigna dhyam asat grahat. Asat means that does not exist, not eternal. It is just opposite. Eternal is called sat, om tat sat. And asat means just the opposite. So here in this material world, everything is asat. Even this body is asat. It will not exist. And what you speak of, other things with reference to the body, everything is asat. Anything material is asat. It will not stay. Either these trees, or this land, or this world, or this country, or this anything, asat. So asat graha, on account of accepting things which are asat, not permanent, they are always full of anxiety. Let's see how nicely explained why one is full of anxiety. The reason is he has accepted something which will not stay, endure, and he has accepted, this is all in all. My country is all in all. My family is all in all. This body, all in all. But it will not stay. That's a practical fact. But they are sticking to these things. Deha patra kalatradi su, atma sanne su, asat su api. There is another verse where this word is used, asat. Everyone is thinking, I am secure. I am born in a very good nation, state. My body is very strong. My family members are very nice, well-educated. I have got good bank balance. And I have got respectful position. So on and so on. He's thinking these things will save me. This world is struggle for existence. And when there is struggle, there are some soldiers. So, atma sanyesu asatsu api. One is thinking that these are my soldiers. I own victory in the struggle for existence. But pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. But he's so mad, he knows that these things will be vanquished, and still he does not see it. Pasannapi na pasyati. Therefore his anxiety. So Prahlad Maharaj says, this version, sada samadvigna dhyam asat graha, on account of accepting non-permanent things as permanent. Therefore he is full of anxiety. Sada samadvigna dhyam asat graha. Then what is the remedy? The remedy is hityatma ghatam griha andakupam. This andhakupam, dark well of ignorance, one must give up. Then, vanangato jad harimasayata. He must go to ban. When one goes to ban, it is called vanaprastha. So after family life, according to basic civilization, one has to accept vanaprastha life. And when one is fully prepared, he takes a dash after vanaprastha. So vanangata means one should prepare by going to the forest for the next life of renounced order of life. That is human civilization. brahmachari, grihastha, banaprastha, and sannyas. Sannyas means fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. Vanangata jad harimasayat. Otherwise, what is the use of going to the forest? That is Vedic civilization. So Prahlad Maharaj is teaching to the boy, his class friend. He was 5 years old boy. Naturally, his friends are all from the same age, and he's teaching this Bhagavad Dharma. Read that.
The happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life, according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress.
Thank you. So, here in the material world, happiness means sense gratification. That's it. So Prahlad Maharaj says, the happiness of sense gratification obtainable in any form of life. The birds, beasts, human beings, or even the demigods, cats, dogs, everyone has got the happiness of sense gratification, namely eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. That is obtainable everywhere. But the spiritual happiness, that is obtainable in human form of life. Therefore, the human being from childhood, kumaro acharet prajna, dharmana bhagavatana. From the very beginning of childhood. Why so early? Durlabhang manusang janma. This human form of life is obtained after many, many births, evolutionary process. And adhrubam, there is no certainty that I shall live so many years. Although it is estimated that one is expected to live for at least 100 years. There is estimation, but at the present moment at least, nobody is living up to that. So even there is such indication, still there is no guarantee. We can die at any moment. Adhruvam, or arthadam. Although it is adhruvam, there is no guarantee. But whatever period we get, we can utilize it for the best purpose. Arthadam, we can gain the ultimate goal of life, arthadam. That is his giving state. Arthadam means spiritual realization. That is arthadam. Otherwise, we remain like animal. The animal has also sense gratification process, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. So, sukham indriyakam daitya. He is addressing his friends as daitya, sons of the demons. He is addressing his father as best of the demons. There are two classes of men, Deva and Asura. Dau bhutasargau loke, Deva Asura yavach. In this material world, there are, why not Dr. Ulf may come here, bring his chair here. You can sit down here. You can bring it. So the sense gratification is available. Vishaya kalu sarvatasya. These are called vishaya.
Vishaya means sense enjoyment. So, Vishaya, Sarvatasya, in any form of life, these four principles are there. Eating arrangement is there. Come on. Sleeping arrangement is there, the bath. He is not anxious about eating, sleeping, mating. It is already there. He has got a nest above the tree. At night he is very safe and sleeping nice. And in the morning he knows somewhere there is some fruit. He'll get his food. He's not anxious. He goes anywhere. And for mating, the male and female bird are always together. And the pigeons, they're having every hour, four times, five times, mating. So that arrangement is all there. And depends, they're on the ground, as soon as there's some man, immediately they go up. Depends. So they know, everyone knows, how to enjoy this vision. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defend. So, the Shastra says, Vishaya Khalu Sarvatasya. These four principles of necessities of the body are available anywhere. Either you are born as a human being, or a cat, or a dog, or a bird, or a beast, or demigod, these are available. So, we should not bother about these things. The arrangement is already there. By the grace of God, things are already there. Rav Narad Muni said, don't bother about these things. Tasyaiva heta pragati tako vida. Nalabhati jadhramatam upadhyata. So we are wandering within this universe in different forms of life, in different planets. Upar-jata, upari-adha, upper planetary system, down planetary system. We are having these facilities in different standards. The demigods, they have got their different standard of life, thousands and thousands times better than ours. We have got better standard of life. That's like the Americans, they have got better standard of life than the Indians. So these high standard, lower standard, but whatever standard may be, the things, the test of material enjoyment is there. Sex intercourse in the human form of life and the sex intercourse of the dog on the street, the taste is the same. Taste is not changed. You put any eatable either in the gold pot or in the iron pot, the taste is the same. Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. The taste of these sense enjoyable things are the same everywhere. Therefore he says, sukhaṁ indriyakaṁ jas. What is that first?
Sukhaṁ indriyakaṁ dhaitya deha jogena dihina.
Deha yogena dehina. Sex means one body is being united with another body. Deha yogena dehina. That is India. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, these things are available everywhere without any endeavor. It can be available anywhere. Read it.
Sarvatra labhyate.
Sarvatra labhyate. Sarvatra means every form of life in every place, either in the higher planetary, lower planetary, everything, sarvatra.
Sarvatra labhyate daivat.
Daivat. Daivat means by the superior arrangement. Superior arrangement, one has become human being, one has become cat, one has become dog, one has become demigod, one has become worm of the stool. Daiva yogi. By the arrangement of the Supreme Controller. But the material happiness is the same everywhere. Either man is stool in the worm in the stool, or he is king in the heaven. The standard of happiness is the same. These things are available without any endeavor, as we get distressed condition of life without any endeavor. There are two things in this world, distress and happiness. So we don't call for distress. The malady or fever come to me, I shall enjoy. Nobody says. But it comes. So similarly, this is distress. If distress comes by the superior arrangement, so happiness also will come by superior arrangement. So why should he bother about these things? Therefore, our endeavor should be for understanding ourselves, self-realization, and our relationship with God, or what is God, what is the nature, these things, athātva brahma jigyāsa, this is our business. Not to waste our valuable time for searching after sense gratification. That is not human civilization. And that is demonic civilization. That is Pulland Mahārāja station. Sukham Aindriyakam Jat. Read it.
Next one?
No, this verse.
Sukham Aindriyakam Dhaitya Deha Yogini Dehina Sarvatra Labhite Daibhaja Kādukham Mayaplata.
Translation purpose.
We just read that. Read again.
The purpose you have read?
Yes.
Then next verse.
So I haven't read purport.
Bhagavad-gita.
In the material world, in any form of life, there is some so-called happiness and so-called distress. No one invites distress in order to suffer, but still it comes. Similarly, even if we do not endeavor to obtain the advantages of material happiness, we shall obtain them automatically. This happiness and distress are obtainable in any form of life without endeavor. Thus, there is no need to waste time and energy fighting against distress or working very hard for happiness. Our only business in the human form of life should be to revive our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become qualified to return home back to Godhead. Material happiness and distress come as soon as we accept the material body, regardless of what form. We cannot avoid such happiness and distress under any circumstances. The best use of human life, therefore, lies in reviving our relationship with the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
So, is there any question about this statement?
Yes. What originally caused us to lose our relationship with the Vishnu? I understand it's due to our desires, but how is this desire made?
Relationship is not lost. Just like you are either you are in the prison house or you are in the kingdom of your state, your relationship with government is there. It does not mean that when you are put into the prison house to suffer, it does not mean you have lost relationship. Is it that?
Yes. But why are we in the prison?
That this is the cause. Because you are criminal, you are put into the prison house. But the relationship continues.
What have we done to make ourselves
What you have done, you are put into prison.
No, but what have we done to make ourselves criminal? What acts have we performed?
That you might have forgotten. Because your nature is to forget. You cannot immediately remember what you are doing exactly this time yesterday. That is you have forgotten. But suppose without any knowledge you do something criminal, so you must be punished. You may not know it. You cannot say in the court that I did not know by committing this act I will be punished. So you know or not know, you have done it, you must be punished. You may not know what you have done, but that does not mean you can avoid punishment.
I understand that. It sounds reasonable to me. When we do this act for which we are punished, is it done in this life or is it done in some prior life?
This life or prior life, because you are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You are eternal.
Would the prior life have to be an animal life?
Yes, might be.
Or could the prior life have also been a human life?
No, not necessarily.
But it could have been one.
There are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and you are one of them now. So, you as soul, you are the same. The body is changed. In the Bhagavad Gita, as he said in the second chapter, that Arjuna, you, me, and all these persons who are assembled here, they existed in their previous life. They are now existing, and they will continue to exist. So, our life is eternal. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate naam yate va kadachi na hannate hannamane sarire. This living entity, soul, is never born, neither it dies. It is simply change of body. Just like you just took this sweater. That means you are there and you may give up this sweater again. So your body is changing like dress, but you are the same. See, it's like now you are elderly gentleman, but you are a child, that's a fact. At that time the body was different. You are a young man, the body was different. And again you become old man like me, your body will be different. So in this life also you are experiencing, going through different types of body. Similarly, after giving up this body, I'll have another body. Where is the difficulty? You understand? Tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatta namayyat. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumara jauvanam jara. Tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatta namayyat. So dehantara prapti, to accept another body, that is inevitable. Now, what kind of body you'll accept, you'll not accept, you'll be forced to accept, according to your work. Karmana dayonetre, by superior arrangement. After death, after giving us this body, generally, at the time of death, your mental condition will carry you to a similar body. Jangjangabhapi smarana bhavam prajatanti kale. This is the general. But it is under superior arrangement. So, we are changing this body continually, cycle of birth and death. That is material world. Therefore, it is said that according to the body, the standard of happiness, distress is there. So, that will come automatically by nature's law. Therefore, there is no need of endeavoring, improving or subduing this kind of bodily comforts that you cannot change. It is our destiny. You try for self-development. What you are, why you are in this body, why you are suffering, these questions should be discussed. That is human life.
God, of course, has put this entire human life picture together, and we, of course, cannot really understand his motives or his reasons for this. But if there was some understanding that could be imparted to us, is there, I ask the question, is there any understanding that could be imparted to us to understand some of his motives for this? Because it seems to me that we suffer a great deal to be able to turn towards him, and yet in the Bhagavad Gita he says, something like 1 million will seek me, but only 1 out of that 1,000,000 will find me.
Yes.
So your chances are very, very little, and God, of course, understands this.
No. Chances are very little. and chance is immediate. Chance, at ordinary way, the chance is very little. But if you accept what God says, then immediately. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Bhavanam Janmanamanti Jnanavan Manga Prapadhyat Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudhurya. So, by regular process, it will take many, many births. Bhavanam Janmanam, when he is actually Jnanavan, then he surrenders to God. And he understands, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything is Vasudeva. Some Atma. So, if we are intelligent, we can take this verse seriously. That although it is very difficult to understand Vasudeva, it takes many, many births to understand this fact. But if one has to come to this point, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, why not do it immediately? That is intelligent. So, if we surrender to God immediately, the thing is very easy. It is a task of 1 minute only. But if we don't do that, then it is difficult. Go on, bath after bath, bath after.
Why? I understand that it seems very acceptable in an intuitive sense. But then the mind sort of questions some of these
things. Is there water? Yes.
The mind questions some of these things, and these questions kind of flow naturally. And one wonders why the structure of the universe or of the world has been made in such a fashion that it takes a great deal of misery and difficulty for us to turn towards God.
Because it doesn't want to turn towards God.
Because we don't want to?
Yes. Just like God said that you surrender unto me. And who is going to surrender? He says clearly, Sarvadharman Paritajamamitam Sarvadharman. And who is doing that? The way he will not suffer. He must suffer. Devidhisagunamai mamumaya durutya. He will not do that. He will try to become himself God. Oh, I shall surrender. I am God. His dog, he is kicked even by dog, and he still thinks I am God. This is it.
So, as I understand it, tell me if I interpret it correctly. We're being put more or less into our place, being shown where we really are in relation to God through our suffering.
Yeah. God is giving you the remedy that you surrender to me, you are immediately relieved from all suffering. But we shall not do that. So what is the alternative than suffering? It's a common sense.
This is a lesson in learning through contrast, then.
Hmm?
This is a lesson in learning through contrast. The contrast of suffering versus not suffering.
Yeah. Suffering, this is only suffering. This material world is only suffering. But under illusion, we are accepting suffering as enjoyment.
Is this because the illusion that we see is a representation of the spiritual world, in a sense?
Illusion is another punishment. We wanted to forget God, and God's illusory energy is giving him facility to forget God.